I'm joined now by Dave Healy, OBE. Dave's taken on many fundraising challenges around the world, raising millions of pounds for West Bromwich Albion's charity foundation. And he's fresh from completing his latest challenge, Hadrian's Wall. Dave, tell us more. What was this one like?
Oh, I'll tell you what, mate, it weren't the easiest. I mean, you know, when you think of Hadrian's Wall and somebody says, oh, it's only 84 miles. Oh, yeah. It was tough. In places, it was very tough. We took the challenge on over 5 days, and we've met some lovely people on the wall as we've done it, and they're all doing it in 8 and 10 days, and they sort of apparently frowned at us when it's 5 days. But, you know, you come out of Newcastle, you come through the city, which is lovely, and then you start walking out of the city into rural areas. And the first day was about 15 miles, but what hit us as well then, Barry, we didn't expect the temperatures to go up as high as they did. And of course, as you're moving east to west, the sun drops after midday. What is it? It's right in your face. It was like walking into a blow lamp. And then on the second day, things chivvied up a little bit. There was quite a few hills going up. It was tough, but not quite as tough as the following day, because the hills that were going up here were grassy or tarmac or gravel. But as we turned into day three, oh my goodness, you're sort of right in the middle of nowhere. There's a lot more of the wall there and all of the towers, and that's fantastic. But to explain it, as if somebody had got the biggest barra in all the world and they'd full it full of rocks, tipped it upside down out of the sky, and that was what we was climbing. And we climbed some hills going up, and you were stumbling over rocks, you was climbing over rocks. And then as you come down, you know, obviously as you go up, you come down. And, you know, you were fighting these rocks, which was an absolute nightmare. So day three was the day, really, that really took its toll. That one took us about 9 hours. And by the time we got to the bunkhouse that night, you're shattered. You know, you're mucking down, you're mucking down, you're mucking down. You're stepping, you're right, you're left, you're twisting. An ankle could go any time. The sun's beating down on you. And you're thinking, what am I doing here? But on day four, obviously, you felt it from day three. And we did a slight miscalculation on day four. So we went from 17 to 21 miles. And it was roving hills up and down and paths and gates. But it was a lot better underfoot because you wasn't clambering over them stones. But the day prior, I took it out the legs, you know. So we were all there. We were all cheerful. We were all having a good old banter and pushing each other through. And that day was not as hard sort of physically, but it was more tiring, and the sun, and then the sun zapped up again. I think we hit something like 27 degrees, and my goodness me, it was just in your face all day. Deb said I got a wonderful tan. And then we got to Carlisle, and you saw her then sort of moving into the city. We followed the River Eden for a few K, and then we sort of turned into parklands, and you come into Carlisle. Then day five, we came out of Carlisle. We then moved back into the sort of country, and we're heading, well, 15 on the maps that we got. But of course, when you start twisting and turning across fields that, you know, as the crow doesn't fly, it turned into, I estimated it was going to be 22.5K, and actually we walked 27K. So there was a few miles on. But blistering heat, a greyhound pub in the middle, about 7 miles. And I'll tell you what, I've never thought I'd gag for a pint of blackcurrant and blackcurrant squash, but my God, it was the best drink I'd had all day. I thought we was in a cowboy at one time, because at the time there must have been about 1,000 cows in this field. And I got this feeling, you know, John Wayne was going to usher them up and there was going to be a stampede, but nope, we got through the fence all right. And then we got to the last 5K. And when you're clawing towards that final finish line, that's when you start thinking, come on, please. You know, I've had enough now. The sun was beating down. We come through this slight little village and a gentleman says, lads, left at the pub and you're about a mile and a half to the finish.
Roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah. This is what I've said to many people, you know, because we sat down afterwards and, you know, we had a congratulations all round and we had a celebratory drink. And they were fantastic. I've got to say this, mate. The son-in-law, Richard, he was the navigator and he was spot on. He did a brilliant, brilliant job with the maps. Young Jonathan, who was the first time he'd ever guided anybody blind, I think, and through some of them tricky situations, I've got to applaud him. He'd done a brilliant job. We had the eldest daughter with us. who was shoveling the motorhome round like a professional. And of course, we had our family dog, Duke, a Hunter White. He was brilliant. I think he's really enjoyed himself. And then we had the gaffer from the foundation join us yesterday. And he walked that last day with us. So again, he was over the moon. So, but when you're talking afterwards, I said, Dave, where does this come in with the challenges that you've done? And I said, listen, you cannot compare challenges, just as you said. It's a challenge on its own. Each challenge holds memories, you know, holds the physical woes, the strengths. And this one is not for the faint-hearted, mate, I can tell you.
I was thinking of you retracing the steps of Romans some 2,000 years before you'd, but here's you imagine you're a cowboy, not a Roman, so that'll be my lasting vision of that trip.
I know, yeah.
Could How much have you managed to raise? Are you on target?
Well, we haven't calculated fully. We was hoping to raise about 30k, but we believe we're over that. I think we're going to be towards the 35k. You know, generosity is out there again, Barry. Coming back onto the Romans, the war was started in AD 122. And I kept saying to them, here we am struggling through these boulders. What must them Roman soldiers who have probably got sandals on their feet trudging through this lot? And I'll bet they weren't prepared for the wind and the rain that had got then. I mean, but yeah, we was having some laughs, the pitter-patter of Roman feet.
And you're preparing for an international cycling challenge as well next year?
Yeah, that'll be next year. Well, you saying that, I had my knee done last year, and then obviously, you know, after COVID, and then on Monday I'm going into the left knee done. So then once that's done, hopefully recovery is good. We're then going to be looking at this bike ride for next year, yeah.
How can people follow you, Dave? Anyone that doesn't know your sort of background has heard about these challenges?
If they go onto Facebook, which is Blind Dave Healy, Twitter, at Blind Dave Healy, Instagram, Blind Dave Healy, I'm presuming. But if anybody is feeling generous and they want to throw a few pennies onto it, this time it's the generic foundation site, which is justgiving.com/the Albion Foundation. And, you know, any thing thrown on there is gratefully received. A penny, a pound, £10 or a million. We'll accept anything, mate. So, yeah, and it'll keep up to date with us.
Well, enjoy your short recovery time for the next one and good luck with the operation. We'll speak to you again in the near future.
Fabulous. And as ever, thank you very much for covering us again, mate. And yeah, good luck with everything you're doing, we're doing. And I'm sure we will speak again soon, mate.